thinking, we're really supposed to go on to the sugya of Rav and Rova, but I think I don't know if I'm going to get to that today. I want to talk through a little bit about the Rashi and the Mishnah. Rashi's lush in the Mishnah is, sometimes, that it says about above the Teres, that the Rishus beyond Balabai is Lahagot. Right, Rashi says it in the last Rashi in the Mishnah, Potter. Rashi explains why is he Potter. Because the next to the last Rashi, Ein Leidomim, Kigain Shakal Odin Shenitin Rishus LeBalabayis LeHargoy. Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara also says Mutal LeHargoy as a few times, Ein Leidomim, Mutal LeHargoy. And I'm sure if we went through, we could find other sister shinuses there. So there's two. So two things in Rashi. First of all, the lesson of why does he focus on the balabayas? Nitin Rishus LeBalabayas LeHargoy. Ma'aseh the Gemara says in Amud Beis that the Gemara is marbe from the pasuk of Vehu Koh, Sarebi in the pasuk, that anybody could kill the balachteres, not only the balabayas. So why does Rashi focus on the balabayas? I don't know if it's a terrible question. Maybe Shulchan Aruch is talking about the balabayas, but nonetheless, Ma'aseh it's not limited to the balabayas. And number two, the lashon of Rashi of Rishus, Nitin Rishus the Balabayas LeHargoy, and the Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara, Mutal LeHargoy. Chayyur is not only Mutal LeHargoy; it's a mitzvah LeHargoy. These are roidif. The Gemara says in Amud Beis that above Machteres is a roidif. Roidiful. And Chayyur roidif is a mitzvah LeHargoy. The Gemara says it's leSamer LeDapet leSochas Enefa. Actually, I don't think the Gemara brings the pasuk leisachis inecha. The Rambam learns that from leisachis inecha. But about is a chiyuv. Elu shematzilu noisim ben afshin. Harei defacha chaver lehargoy. So about is a chiyuv. The Gemara learns that from ein mashiyula. That how yesh to mashiyah, you have to be mashiyah. And then we learn out of hekesh nayam rosa to roitzeh. So it's a yeshua. So about is a chiyuv. The Rambam says befeirish. The person saw somebody being roidif and he didn't stop him. So he's like around. And leisachis einecho, and he's like really samar al damreyecho. So why it's a chiyuv? So how come Rashi keeps saying that it's rishus? It's mutar l'hargoy. And on the Rashi, maybe it's not so muduyik, because we could say Rashi means it's mutar l'hargoy. Once it's mutar l'hargoy, then it's a mitzvah. Meaning the main thing you have to get past is the fact that it's ritzicha. So I need the Torah to say ein leidomim. It's not ritzicha. Once it's not ritzicha, then about it's a mitzvah to al samar al damreyecho. The lashon of the Torah really is ein leidomim. Ein leidomim means that it's mutter. Just now that it's mutter, so you have to do it because you have to be Mashiach. But in the Rambam, the Achronim are medayik, I mentioned yesterday. The nice Achronim are medayik in the Rambam, pretty strongly medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam really holds that Bava Machteres is only a rishus and it's not a chil. By Roidif, the Rambam says in Hilchus, beginning of Hilchus Hatzeach, the Rambam says very clearly with great emphasis that it's a mitzvah, that it's a chiyuv. And it's the Samar al Damayecha and so on. And on the other hand, in Luchas Gnevo, the Rambam talks about Bava Machteres. The Rambam says that it's a Rishus, that both the Balabayas and Shakal Odom, they have a Rishus to kill the Bava Machteres. The Stakamash, but it's only a Rishus. Why is it only a Rishus? The Gemara says that it's a Raidif. And then Bechal needs a Hezber that. The lashon of the Gemara is Amar Rava. My time of the Machteres Chazaka in the Ma'amar Atzmei El Mimaynoi. Me'amar Amar Yezil Nekoy Lapoy Vloy Shavakli. Yekoy Lapoy Katil Nelei. Vatayr Amar Habola Hagecha Hashkim LaHargoy. So Gemara is a special lashon. Habola Hagecha Hashkim LaHargoy. What does Gemara need? Is that the same thing as Roidif? Habola Hagecha Hashkim LaHargoy. Is that synonymous with the words Roidif? So why does that have a different term? Vatayr Amar that is a dinner that they have to kill a Roidif. What's Habala Agecha? It's a special thing. Habala Agecha, Hashkim L'Hargoy. And you see it even more in Amud Beis. When the Gemara learns out that it's not only the Balabayas, but it's anybody. So the lashon of the Gemara is, first a wide line, Tana Rabbanan, Luka B'chol Odom, anybody, not only the Balabayas. Then we have another Rebbe, Vameis, Chol Mishis V'yochol HaMisoi, not only Besayef, but other Mises. The Gemara says, Bishlam of Luka B'chol Odom, Itzrich. I understand the Hechuch. I understand the need for a Rebbe. Salka Daita Chamina Balabayasu, the kimle the ainu maimadats meyal mamoinai. Because by the balabais, it's ainu maimadats meyal mamoinai. The ganav is coming to kill him. Aval acheloi, kamashblon deroidafu. Imagine the Gemara itself that the fellow is coming to kill him is a svara only by the balabais. The Gemara says, salkatai techamino. The ganav is coming to kill him. So the balabais is allowed to kill the ganav back. Kamashblon that he's a roidaf. Kilu that the first half, the salkadaitoch, was that he's not a roidaf. But the balabais can kill him anyway because he's coming to kill the balabais, which the chor is the loss in the rova of abo lagecha hashkim l'argon. So it makes it sound like it's two different things. There's abo lagecha hashkim l'argon, and maybe that's only by the balabais. And that's why there's a salkadaitoch that is talking only by the balabais. And then there's a hashkim that he's a roidaf from Mele v'hukku and Marba kolodim as well. So what's the difference between abo lagecha hashkim l'argon, which at least there's a havimi to say that it's only by the balabais? Right, if so, have me. It's only by the nirdif. Right, if it's by aimei shiulah. Right, if it's a din by anybody. And here we have a salkadaitoch that it's only the fellow who's coming at, only the balabayas. Habola hagecho, lehagecho. So ask him the so kamash melon that he's a right if, and anybody can kill him. So what are these two things? So one possibility. I started to talk about it the other day. Maybe we'll talk it out now because. Playing to a few things, and I think maybe stuck down a little bit to Bob Machteres. And Yonah, we're going to get into as we go through. So there's a Levush. I think I talked about the Levush a little bit the other day, no? The Levush in Vayishlach, I mentioned it. So the Levush says, Mizrahi also over there in the beginning of Vayishlach, they both say that it's Hakatu Dinim. There's one Dinim of Avodah Agercha Hashkim L'Argon. That the nirdaf has a right to kill the roidus. The balabayas has the right to kill the bobim machteres. And there's a separate halacha of roidus. And they have taka halachas chalukas. Habola agercha hashkim l'argoy says the levush is a halacha only by the balabayas, by the nirdaf, the nirdaf himself. And that's a broader halacha than the halacha of roidus. Lagabi, what in particular? So the levush says that roidus is limited. We know, Gemara says later. That is limited. It has to be not yochel latzila beecha meivar. If it's yochel latzila beecha meivar, then there's no din of roidus. So the Levush is mechadish that habola hagecha hashkim l'argoi does not have that limitation. Habola hagecha hashkim l'argoi, you could kill the nirdif has a right to kill the roidif, not me din roidif. Roidif is only if it's not yochel latzila beecha meivar. The nirdif always has a right to kill the roidif because it's always self defense. Habola hagecha. Those habola hagecha hashkim l'argoi means you're allowed to kill in self defense. And that's a different principle than roidif. Roidif is that you're killing him out to be mashir, to save the nitzim. It's like the Rambam says, that it's a chiv lahatzilas ha nirduf miyad ha roidif. That's a halacha of a mashir lo. It's a halacha that you have to be mashir the nirduf. And that's only if there's no other way. If there's another way to do it, if it's yoch latzil bech meivar, then you don't have a right to save the nirduf benafshe shal roidif. Then there's another halacha. There's a halacha that you're allowed to kill in self-defense. And that doesn't have that limitation. As long as he's coming at you and it's self-defense, then maybe he could have stopped him some other way. But the mice, he killed in self-defense. That's a new halacha of Abol HaGercha Hashkim L'Argon. That's the chiddush of the Levush and the Reim. So the shaila is, this we talked about in Eilun Aretz. The Maisa, how do we learn out both halachas from one parsha of Bava Machteres? In other words, I understand the Gemara on the Beis that there's a Salka Daita Chamina. The Gemara says if I didn't have the pasuk of the Hukah. So that I wouldn't know that Abba Malcheres is a roidif. So I would have thought it's just Abba Lagercha Hashkim L'Argoi. There's a habit over here that Abba Malcheres rises to the level Abba Lagercha Hashkim L'Argoi, but it's not a roidif. So I need a pasuk to tell me that he has the status of a roidif. But now that the pasuk tells me that he has the status of a roidif, so who says that there's another halach over here that the balabai is allowed to kill him as Abba Lagercha Hashkim L'Argoi? Maybe it's not so. Maybe there's no such thing. And maybe that the balabais is allowed to kill the right, is allowed to kill the ganav, the bobim machteres, is only midin roidif. Mecha teis that there's. If I didn't know that there's a din of roidif over here, and I would have thought that other people are not allowed to kill the bobim machteres, so then in a chanami, then it would tell over here halacha, they're allowed to kill in self defense. But now that it says that anybody's allowed to kill him, so mecha teis to learn out over here another halacha that the balabais is allowed to kill him even more, as abolak echahashim largoi, even if it's yochel atzil lebecha meyavar, so mecha teis. Now that I know that he's a roidif, maybe he's only a roidif. Who says there's another din abol hagecha hashkim l'argoi? So that the Levush doesn't talk about at all. So What would you say? Did I talk about this time around? But this is only Ksuvos I talked about. I can't remember what I. So what would you say? Now that it says that there's a din of roidif, so where does it say in this parasha? Where's the mocker in the parasha to mechriach that besides the halacha of roidif, there's also a halacha for the balabais of abalagach ashkan larga? Rava's member. I tell you, abalagach ashkan larga. Who says? Maybe Torah never said abalagach ashkan larga. The Torah said you're allowed to kill a roidif, and that's limited only if it's any yochel atzilah v'achamayavar. Who says there's anything? Who says there's anything? There's anything else kicking around in this parasha?
Ein leidon was in reference to the balabais.
The pasuk of Ein Leidomim was said in reference to the Baal Bayis. If there's a remnant in the pasuk that Ein Leidomim is another parasha of Ein Leidomim. I don't know, now that it says Vehukka, maybe it's not only in reference to the Baal Bayis. Now that it says Vehukka, maybe it's for everybody. It just says Ein Leidomim. Any ideas?
Maybe the Baal Bayis is Yachol Atzilo by giving up his money.
By
giving up his money.
But that's what I thought maybe we could say. That's what I wanted to say. That's what I said last month. You know, that's what I said last week. That maybe the pshat is that by the balabais it was yochel atzilo v'chamei, because the balabais doesn't have to be oimid kinegdo. We went dike yesterday and the other day in Rashi. Rashi di koy laboy. The gan is only going to kill the balabais if the balabais is oimid kinegdo. The balabais always has the option of not being oimid kinegdo. He doesn't have to resist. He just fold. So the balabais, in a way, it's always Yochel Atzilu Bechamei. My question, it's not exactly the same as Yochel Atzilu Bechamei Evar. But maybe it's similar to Yochel Atzilu Bechamei Evar. No, it's the head of the Roidiv is to kill, that you have a right to kill the Roidiv if there's no other way to stop him from killing. But if there's another way to stop him, then you don't have a head to kill him. Well, the Balabais always has a way to stop the Ghana from killing him. He doesn't have to be Oymed Kenegba. I'm not saying the Balabais is Mechuyev to do that. But if he wants to, he certainly has the option of giving of not fighting him. So if he has the option of not fighting him, so the heter of roidif maybe doesn't apply to the balabais. So the balabais, even after it was mischadish in Torah that he's a roidif, but klapi the balabais is not a roidif. So klapi the balabais still have to command talocha of abalagecha hashim lahargoi, that the balabais allowed to kill in self defense. It's still self defense, not lachiv to jump out the window. Lamais is self defense. He's allowed to defend his property, and then it'll be self defense. So the balabais, even after everything, the balabais, the mice only has a right to kill a ganav, because if there's new concept of avola gecha hashkim lahargoi, that you're allowed to kill in self defense, regardless of whether it's yochel atzilu bechem meivar. Masha'en can clap everybody else. Clap everybody else is a roidif, because everybody else has to assume that chazoka in the maimed atzmei amamoni, that presumably the balabais is going to be oimed kenegdai. So as far as everybody else is concerned, they can't control the actions of the balabais. We have to assume the balabais is a typical person. He's going to be oimed kenegdai, the guy to kill the balabais. So clap everybody else, he's a roidif. So maybe that's how, out of this one parasha in the Torah says the balabais can kill him, we have a rebbe, everybody else can kill him, but it's talking after the same reason. Everybody else kills him as roidif, because chazoka in the maimed atzmei amamoni. But the balabais can't kill him as roidif. The balabais has to kill him as I think that's maybe a good word. And if that's true, see, the Levush doesn't really explain how we learned the sugya. But if that's true, then it's a big pesach to understand where the Levush even got this notion that Habol Agecha Hashkem Lohargoi is not limited to Yochel Atzilu Bechem Eivar. Levush doesn't spell it out. He's busy with Yaakov and Esav and 400 men, and that's his parsha over there. I don't think he got it out of this concept that he got. I don't think he was machriach it from. He has this pilpul with Yaakov didn't care. The Medrash, the Yaakov didn't want to kill Esav. I hear Yaakov made by Yeshloi. Pachad Shema Yareg, Shema Yehoreg, Shema Yareg Acherim. So yes, so the Medrash says that why didn't he want to kill Acherim? They were coming to kill him. Why was he afraid to kill Acherim? He didn't want to kill Esav because he thought Yitzhak would be upset. So the Bush is busy. So Mele Esav didn't want to kill because he thought Yitzhak would be upset. But it says Shema Yareg Acherim. Sounds like he didn't want to kill the other 400 men either. What was with them? No, the other 400 men weren't coming to kill him. They were only coming to kill his family. Somehow he knows they were coming to kill his family. So by them, it was only a roidif. The other 400 men, it was only a roidif. A roidif, he was afraid. Maybe it's Yochel Atzilu Bechem Eivar, but it won't be Mishara correctly that it's Yochel Atzilu Bechem Eivar. So he didn't want to kill the 400 men because he wasn't confident that he'll know exactly to be machin whether it's Yochel Atzilu Bechem Eivar, not Yochel Atzilu Bechem Eivar. But Esav was coming to kill him. So Esav was a balagacha hashim lahargoi. So Esav, that wasn't his concern. By Esav, his concern was Yitzhak shouldn't be upset. And that's the pupil over there. And that's the Mizrahi. And then the Lush said, that's what the Mizrahi says. And the Lush says he doesn't think it's true, because even if the 400 men First of all, who says the point the men weren't coming to kill him? But even if they were not coming to kill him, they were only coming to kill his family. He says Abba Machter is also not coming to kill him. Abba Machter is coming to steal his television set. But Chazaka in a Maimon Asmei Al Mamonoi. So if the 400 men were coming to kill his family, he's also Chazaka in a Maimon Asmei Al Mishpachtoi. And they would have to know that he was going to defend himself, and so they were coming to kill him too. So at the end of the day, it's still Abba Lachecha Hashkin Lorga. Anyway, that's what he's busy with. But a lot of that's how we got this distinction from this pilpul with the 400 men. He got the distinction out of the Sugya. He doesn't tell us how he learned the Sugya. But it's very compelling to say that this is exactly the way he learned this again. This is where he got this distinction from. That Yochel Atzilu Vechem Eivorev applies to everybody, only applies to everybody else. But the Baal HaBayis doesn't have that limitation. V'harayim, because by Bob Machteris it was Yochel Atzilu Vechem Eivorev. You know, Yichelanu Leimar, we could say such a thing. The distinction itself. The distinction itself between the halacha of roidev and the halacha of abola gecha haskim lahargoy, and that abola gecha haskim, just one second, and that the halacha of abola gecha haskim lahargoy is broader than the halacha of roidev, which is the basic idea of the levush and the reim. The basic idea has mekayim in has shoshim and rishonim. Maybe has to do with the sugis going forward. First of all, there's a rush. The Gemara says, I remember now with Dr. Gemara. The Gemara says that ilu harig zimi lepinchos lehoya nerag. That when Pinchos is going after Zimri, so even though Kanoim Pogamai, he had a right to do it. Maisi, Dini wasn't Chaimisa, Dini based in Dini Odom, he wasn't Chaimisa. So therefore, Maisi Pinchos had aloha, Kafe Zimri. Zimri was allowed to kill Pinchos. Fortunately, he didn't do it, but Zimri was allowed to kill Pinchos. So the Rosh asks, does that mean that everybody else was also allowed to kill Pinchos? Maybe obligated to kill Pinchos? Does that mean the rest of Israel also? They have to kill, they should have, they were supposed to shoot Pinchos down because he was a Reuter? So the Rosh said, no, about it not. Pinchos was going b'rishus. Because Allah of Kanan paying him, right? Pinchos was going b'rishus. So nobody had a... So therefore, nobody else had a right to kill Pinchos, only Zimri. So, the Rosh is difficult. So what's Zimri different than anybody else? Is he a Reuter or is he not a Reuter? If he's not a Reuter because he's going b'rishus, so why does Zimri yes have a right to kill him? And if Zimri has a right to kill him because he is a Reuter, it's not really, it's extrajudicial. It's an extrajudicial killing. So maybe, so he is a writer, so why wasn't he writer copy everybody else? Maybe there's other mahalchim. But the Lefila Bush is very poshut. Avadi's not a writer. Because a writer is a achiva, the person has to be, I'll talk later, a writer is a din in the person, that he has a, that is a chiv writer, he has a chiv misas writer. And that's in me, that Pinchas of I didn't have, Pinchas going very short, can't say Pinchas was a writer. He didn't have a chiv misa. Forget, he was doing a great misa, it wasn't a chiv misa. And therefore, nobody else could kill him because he wasn't. They didn't have a chiyuv misa. But Zimri wasn't killing. Wouldn't have killed him as a roidev. Zimri would have killed him as habola gecha hashkim lahargai. Habola gecha hashkim lahargai. I don't care if Pinchas had a din roidev or not. Self defense. You're always allowed to kill in self defense. Self defense. It was since he wasn't Mrs. Basin. Mrs. Basin, you can't kill in self defense. You know, the shliach Basin is giving somebody skila. The niskel doesn't have a right to kill the shliach Basin. That I call self defense. That's dinatar. But here it was not in the Torah. That's what the Rosh is saying. It was Basin would not have authorized it, so therefore it was not considered to be Mrs. Basin. So it was that's still called Habola Hagecha Hashkim Lahargoy. So there also you see this distinction between Habola Hagecha and Reidiv. And that's a very big chizik to the Levush that it's like these are two different concepts altogether. And if that and if that's right, then it's Meduik in the Gemara that the Baal HaBayis is killing the Bava Machteris is Midin Habola Hagecha and not Midin Reidiv. Because if they are two different things, and not synonymous terms, and the more it chooses to talk about Habola Hagecha, so then it's even it's Takim Meduik, that it's not B'teres Roidev that the Baal HaBayis kills him, but rather B'teres Habola Hagecha Hashkim L'Argah. We'll have to see when we get more sophisticated in the Sugis if there's other ways to explain this rush, but for the time being, I mean, I have no idea if there is or not, you know, feel my way as I go, but Maisa sounds very compelling. There's another source that they bring that they compare to this Levush. That's by the Sugi by us and Amid Beis. The Gemara by us and Amid Beis Very fascinating Gemara. Very fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara is like this, Hamakasha Leilad, famous Gemara. Hamakasha Leilad, ladies in having difficulty giving birth, and she's going to die in childbirth. So the halach is that we mechatan the vlad, we kill the vlad to save the mother. Says the Gemara, but haisi uber is reishai. If the uber already emerged, partially emerged, it's been partially emerged, but the head emerged, so then already ein doichen nefesh b'nei nefesh. Then the child is already a person, and once the child is a person, we don't have a right, even if it's a tragic situation, we don't have a right to kill one person to save the other. So the Gemara asks, "Aizen he's a roidif? Why isn't the uber a roidif? Even if Sosius is a roidif, the baby is being roidif after the mother." So the Gemara said, "No, mishmaya karat fibe. It's not really a roidif, mishmaya karat fibe. Karat fibe." So pashup shad in that Gemara. We'll see later the Rambam. Maybe today. Maybe I think today we'll still talk about the Rambam a little bit, because it's going to come up. But the pshuta, what it says in that Gemara, is that this is not a roidif situation. Child is not a roidif because mishmaya karat fibo. Can't say the child is a roidif. A child is a chiyuv misas. A chiyuv misas, right? It's not the child's fault. It's mishmaya karat fibo. And therefore, in doich nefesh b'nei nefesh, I when he's the uber, we would kill the uber because the uber. So Rashi says the uber is not a nefesh. The uber doesn't have the status of a nefesh. The Rishonim ask, a lot of Rishonim ask, and I think it's in Nigel. How can you say Uber's not a nefesh? Halacha is Mechal Shabbos for Uber. The most Rishonim answer that Uber's not a nefesh. We're Mechal Shabbos for an Uber, else Chal Olav Shabbos Harbe Kdei Sheyishmer Shabbos. Chal Olav Shabbos Achas Kdei Sheyishmer Shabbos is Harbe. He's not a nefesh. But we're Mechal Shabbos because when he's born, he'll keep a lot of Shabbos, hopefully. So therefore, we can mechal Shabbos for an Uber, because the Uber is, Uber is a person in potential. So chil Shabbos we could do even for a person in potential. But Lamaisa, right now he's not a nefesh. So if he's not right now, he's not a nefesh. So we can, there's no Sirat Sicha, so we can kill the Uber in order to save the mother until he's Vaitzias Rashi, then he's a full fledged person. That's Poshup Shat in the Gemara. So there's an Eri, and that Gemara, there's an Eri. The Eri brings from the. I forgot one of his expressions, or whatever it is. I forgot which one of Yumiri's pet expressions he uses, but I think from Gdolei HaDeiros, he brings that even after Haitzi Uber Sreishai, so we're not allowed to kill the Uber, but the mother could. So I might, it's not a right that Mishmai Karatiba, so why is the mother any different? So, you see again, this is like, Habolagach, Ashkim Larga. Mishmai Karatiba, the Uber's not a right. Can't say the Uber has a chiyuv misas, right? It's nevayim. But self defense is always a hetter. It doesn't matter if the Uber, if the person's a right. The killing self defense is always a hetter. So the mother's killing in self defense. The Uber is it's her or the Uber. It's not an Uber anymore. It's a vlad. It's either him or her. So the mother's a lad. So again, you see that's mamash a very striking striking halacha. I mean, hard to wrap one's mind around. But Rav Kapon says, if that's says very clearly that maybe Mamash see this halacha that Abola Hagecha Ashkim La'agod is a different halacha and it's a broader halacha. Nothing to do with the Raidif. For Raidif, you need it, he should have a Chiyav Raidif. He should have a Chiyav Misal's Raidif. And Abola Hagecha Ashkim La'agod doesn't need that. Self defense is a hetter.
When the Gemara says that Torah Amar Abola Ashkim
La'agod,
what's it referring to? Where does the Torah say that?
Bebob Machia.
Is not a reference, meaning this is
halacha. No, Torah said it over here.
Over here?
Yeah. Wow, Torah Omer over here. It's probably Rosh and
Rashi. Rashi, whenever
the Gemara
said the Torah
Omer,
people
told Machter,
so the Gemara's also.
Yeah, the other Gemara's mentioned is the Torah Omer. So if all this is true, so now clap it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm actually not planning to talk about it today, but yeah, it's a problem. The Gemara Yoiv is a problem.
Right, so just,
actually, we should talk about it because we learned that Gemara, no?
Right,
no, we skipped it. Let's skip it too. Yeah.
So actually, can you read it? An Ayin Dalet and Aleph Rashi says, I think the first that Yachal Hatzavah may be a part of a plot in the year as well. So at least if they're saying it in the right?
Yeah.
Second line.
Which, where are you reading in Rashi?
Rashi says the second line up from the top, the Yachal Anirda, or Arayo, the Hatsio, Ephame Bar, the Lohita, or the Nasha, Nero. The Anirda is the same as any. They're Yachal Hatsio, they don't, they're defined.
You're right. Rashi Taka says Yachal Anirda. Rashi is the word that even the Nirduf has it in of Yochel Atzilu Bech Meivar. Yeah, but fair, it's not like the Lulush.
And then one more.
Yeah.
I think the Rimei Elohim says that he divides
between the one who's actually in children,
but he divides between Bava Machteres versus the rest of the Lulush. He says that
Bava Machteres has no Nirduf. Who says this?
The Rimei Elohim.
That there's no Yochel Atzilu by Bava
Machteres.
I had this suffix. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. I didn't know it's a Rimei Elohim. And he says,
he might say.
So, one second. So, Lemaisi, you're right. In Rashi and I in Dalit, it sounds like it does not apply to the Nidr. So, let me think about this. Lemaisi, we're saying this all to be just for the Levush and maybe for these other Rishonim. I was thinking, when I think it through in a second. Yeah.
Just because we said that Rashi called that a Nirdav, or that Yochel Atzilu Bech Meivar also applies to a Nirdav, it doesn't necessarily mean that all the other Dinim of a Bala Harikotah, like the case of the Ubar, where the mother was simply allowed to save herself, all the Dinim Rashi can still hold, there's a difference between.
Right, that's true. That's true. It's just less compelling in the Bava Machteres, because it's still going to have to understand why do we need a new Din of Abala Hagecha, why isn't it already included in the Din of Reidiv? Maybe there's some other solution for that. Why does the Bala Bais not have the Hefter of Reidiv? Could be, you know what? It could be that even in Rashi, we could say this, not with the Knesh of Yochel Atzilu Bech Meivar, but even in Rashi, it could be that this is even better than Yochel Atzilu Bech Meivar. Who told him to be Oymed Kenegdim? You're making him into a Reidiv. It's different. Here his mom is coming at you to kill you. So Yochel Atzilu Bech Meivar, but he's still a Reidiv. So Rashi holds that Yochel Atzilu Bech, we could salvage the basic approach. Let me say something else first, then we'll come back to salvaging Rashi. So this is the Lulush. The Lulush works out very nice, and it's Yochel Atzilu Bech Meivar, and maybe that's what we see over here. So if that's the case, then now clapping the Rashi. Rashi keeps saying that the Torah gave Rishus to the Baal HaBayis L'Hargam. And the question was a double question. For number one, why did you keep talking about the Baal HaBayis? The fact is that it applies to everybody. Other people could also be Matzilu. And number two, why does Rashi say Rishus the Chayiv is a Roidah, then it should be a Chiyuv? So maybe in Rashi, at least we could say, it's not going to help for the Rambam's Rishus, but maybe in Rashi we could say that once we say like the Levush, that it's basically two dinim. There's one din that everybody else allowed to kill him as Roidah. And that's not a Chiyuv, because Roidah is Hatzolos HaNidav. Hatzolos HaNidav is a Chiyuv. Ein Mashiach lo, yesh lo Mashiach, yim HaChiyuv zim HaMashiach. And the same thing by a roidav hachaver lohavi. Avad it's a chiyuv. L'samar adam. Moses l'samar adam reyecho. Avad you have to kill him. But when it comes to the Baal HaBayis, he's not. It's a different halacha. It's not the same halacha of roidav, because by the Baal HaBayis it's not a roidav. Because who told the Baal HaBayis to stand up to him? And once by the Baal HaBayis, and therefore by the HaBayis, it's a new halacha of avad l'kecha hashkim lohavi. That's the case. We could already say Habola Hagecha Hashkim LaHorbi. Maybe that's not a chiyuv. Hatzolus HaNidav is a chiyuv. Habola Hagecha Hashkim LaHorbi. Maybe that's not a chiyuv. Who told you to? You have a rishus. You could run away. You have a chiyuv to stand up and kill him. If you want to, you don't care about your money. You could jump out the window and run away. Not a chiyuv to kill him. Everybody has a mechuyev to kill him. Baal Habayis not mechuyev to kill him. The Baal Habayis can run away. So that's what Rashi says. Nitin reshus to Baal Habayis l'orgoi. It's a different halacha in Echanami. There's another halacha over here which we learn out from Vehuka, but Rashi's not talking about that. From the halacha of Vehuka, we learn out that anybody else had to kill him as roidiv. Baal Habayis not allowed to kill him as roidiv. The Baal Habayis has a new heter, and that heter is only reshus because Baal Habayis is not a roidiv. Who told you to stand up to him? And it's a new halacha of Abola Hagecha Hashkim l'orgoi, and that's takir reshus because who told you that you have to stand up to him? Well, there is a nidav.
But it's
Yochel Tzil Becher. So let's think this through. So well, the problem is, but what about Rashi and Ayin Dalet? I didn't think about this, so I need to take this slow. What do we do with Rashi and Ayin Dalet? Rashi and Ayin Dalet Madalef says, as you pointed out, the Feirish, that even the nidav has a limitation of Yochel Tzil Becher Me'evar. So if we want to be Mekayim this word, we're going to have to say, we want to be Mekayim this approach in Rashi. It's not the Lubush. Rashi and Dalet is not like the Lubush. That's fine. Rashi doesn't have to be like the Lubush. Even though the Lubush is saying in the Rashi about the Yiri Yaakov Mayim Vayetzumot, okay. But it's still Rashi doesn't have, over here doesn't have to be like the Lubush. But we want to say this idea in Rashi for the Mishnah, for Rashi Lashonis over here. So maybe we'll say like this. Yochel Atzilu Be'echamei Varov. That applies even to the Nirdov. Because if it's Yochel Atzilu Be'echamei Varov, That's a very strong limitation over here. In other words, if you didn't have to kill him at all, even the nirdav, you could have stopped him some other way.
While still saving him.
One second. Could have stopped him some other way. Right, you could shoot him. So you don't have. I have to think of it exactly, but I hear I could certainly intuit that Newton, you could certainly intuit that Yochel Atzilu Be'echamei Varov is a stronger limitation, a bigger obstacle to being allowed to kill him than the fact that you don't have to be Oymed al Mamona. Because Oymed al Mamona, you're allowed to be Oymed al Mamona. It's not. You shot somebody. You could have stopped him just by a minor, by giving him a patch. Instead, you blew his head off. So about it, that's not called. That you don't have a license to do that. Even the nirdiv doesn't have a license to do it. But over here, the nirdiv's money is he's being robbed. So darkish shaloyim is that he stands and he defends his property. That's within his rights. He's mechuyev to give up his property. So here, ready to say that he doesn't have a right. It's not self defense. It is self defense. I'm saying about this. I think there has to be some more lumdish than I'm saying it. But at least to see that the direction is viable. But the idea is by yochel atzilu be'echamei varov, Rashi could hold. That's not called self-defense at all. Because self-defense doesn't mean you blow somebody's head off if there's an easy way to stop him. So that's not even self-defense. Even the Baal Habayis doesn't have that head. Masha'en came in the case of Rehobov Machteres. There it is self-defense. Because at the end of the day, somebody holds a gun to your head and says, give me your money or your life. If you kill, it's self-defense. It is self-defense. You could give me a while. It's still self-defense. But on the other hand, the head of Roidev if you don't have. Because for Roidev, it has to be. You can't say that he's a roidiv. It needs a hezbeh. I'm not quite sure. It needs a more lumdish and nusach.
Because this guy started to rob you. So therefore, the Torah a hector of standing up. And because knows it's normal, Torah understands that that's going to be your reaction. Once that's so then, as he is trying to kill you, because you are going to stand up, which the Torah gave you permission to do. So then, you have a right to kill him. But if there's no way to kill him, if there's a way to stop him, which allows you to act on your impulse, as well as to save your money, so then you have no right to kill him. Nobody ever said you're allowed to, you know, act on your impulse to cut him to shreds. Torah says you can act on your impulse to save your money. So your money's being saved. Good. So if he's going to kill you, and the only way to save your money is to kill him, then you're allowed to do that. Anything short of that, you're not allowed to do. So that's why the Yafal Hatz of Afani Bar is certainly applicable. Why wouldn't it be? You're never allowed to kill somebody if you're able to avoid. Except for this one guy, the one Balabai, is allowed to act on his impulse to save his money.
That's not a new din at Bala Harkecha. That's like a special din by Adam Bala Miliner.
What Chesky's saying is that maybe the I need the Torah to tell me that the Balabais is mechuyif to stand his ground. Once the Balabais is allowed to stand his ground, then he's takarud. But if that's the case, then and that would mean, if that would be so, that he's now ready to even copy the Balabais. So we're going to lose that distinction. Now it'll be Aliba de Emes, that even copy the Balabais could be good in Lushan Sirachi. But I think Chemezer Meir is right also. But what you're saying is maybe the fundamental din over here is that the Torah gave the Balabais Rishus to stand his ground and kill the Ganer rather than run away. Once the Balabais has Rishus to stand his ground, otherwise he would be mechuyif to run away. And if he were mechuyif to run away, then the Ganav wouldn't be eroded. Now that he's just to stand his ground, now the Ganav is eroded. And once he's eroded, if he's eroded, he even copy the Balabais. And now maybe the Balabais is mechuyif to kill him. I think it doesn't seem in the Lashon of the Gemara, Chazokei in the Maim and Asma Mamoyme, and the way Rashi explains it. It doesn't sound that way. I think it sounds like that the starts with the mitzias that a person is oimid al mamona is maimed, and the mail the ganav says meimer al mari koy bapay kaltimale, and once the ganav says koy bapay kaltimale, so now the ganav in a sense, so now the Torah amar balagecha hashkim, it doesn't start with the Torah amar balagecha. The way you're saying it, you need the Torah to say first habalagecha, or the Torah to say first you have a right to stand your ground, and only then do you have the kaltimale. There's no mention of that in Rashi. Yeah, but that doesn't sound like a Rashi. It sounds like Chazak is a Metzias. The Chiddush Din is that Abol Agecha Hashkim Lahargay. Going back to what we said before, maybe we can still say it's more. It's along the lines that we said in the Vosh, just without the Yochel Atzilu. Yochel Atzilu means it's not self-defense at all, that even the Nidav doesn't have. That even the Nidav can't kill him if it's Yochel Atzilu. This is something that's less than that. It's not. It is self-defense. It is self-defense. I'm sitting there, I hold again, thinking, you know, it is self-defense. It is self-defense. Nonetheless, it's not roidiv. Self-defense, but it's not roidiv. So roidiv. Self-defense. Still, clap with the Balabais. You can't say. I have a nusach. Say like this. You can't say clap with the Balabais that he's a right. Because if he would be a roidiv, by definition, it would mean that you're mechuyev to kill him to save the Balabais, because that's what a roidiv is, a meshilo. It's a Yeshua. You're allowed to kill the roidiv to save the Balabais. It doesn't make sense on its face to say the Balabais is allowed to kill the ganav to save the Balabais, because it's not saving the Balabais, the Balabais can leave. So the Balabais, you can't say the Balabais is killing the roidiv to save himself. And that's the definition of the heter roidiv. Is you're killing the nirdav, you're killing the roidav lahatzolus hanirdav. That's the lashon of the rabbi. Mutter lahatzolus hanirdav benashi shol roidav. You can't say about the Balabais that he's been matzil himself benashi shol roidav. What matzil himself? He could leave. So he's not saving himself. not mechuyev to leave. But you can't say that he's killing the ganav because that's what he needs to do to save himself. That's not what he needs to do to save himself. It's not a yeshua for the balabais to kill the ganav. It's a yeshua for his property. It's not a yeshua for the balabais. He could leave. So kochuk by the balabais, it has to be the heter is not because he's being meshia himself, but because of habalagecha haskin l'arda. Everybody else, they're killing the ganav to save the balabais. They're being meshia the balabais. That's a different word. That's a word of right. And mela by everybody else, it's a chiyuv, because by everybody else they're killing the ganav to be meshia the balabais. So how that's a chiyuv? The balabais is not killing the ganav to be meshia himself because he doesn't have to stay. He's killing the ganav because there's halacha v'abolagecha asking l'horgan. He's not saving himself. But he has there's a halacha that himself that abolagecha hashkim lahogad, not to save his life. He's not killing God to save him in a sense. It's certainly not a yeshua. It's not ein meishiyula. The balabais can't save himself. Ein meishiyuli, so I have to kill the God. The yeshua he has, he could leave. So it's a different word. Abolagecha hashkim lahogad. At the end of the day, the God is coming to kill him. He's not mechuyev to leave. And if he carries on, the God is going to kill him. So there's a new head there. Abolagecha hashkim lahogad. Maybe self-defense now will be the wrong word, but akoponim, it's a new heter v'abolagecha hashem l'harga. So we can say b'nusach zeh, and the rest of it, everything else will fall in place. That's the lashon Rashi, the nitin the reshus to balabais l'harga. It's not a yeshua, so it's only a reshus. And that's why he keeps stressing the balabais, because the Mishnah is talking about the din of the balabais. There's more later on, is marba that is related by pshat kolodim also. But the Mishnah, Rav is explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah is halacha, the Mishnah is not roidif. The Mishnah is v'abolagecha hashem l'harga, because by the balabais is not a din roidif. This is the line. The cheshbon is in the line of what we said in the Levush, but we're saying the hasbara differently. Yep. So I assume halachim the Levush, but Rashi is not like the Levush. Rashi and Idala said, the first Malach Lubush. And we have this other Malach. It's all not the Rambam, because the Rambam says that even by other people it's Rishus. That in the Rambam, none of this helps us. The Rambam's not Mechalik and the Balabais and anybody else. The Rambam puts them together, the Balabais, Oy Acher. And the Rambam says they eat the Balabais, or somebody else has Rishus to kill the Balabam Acher. In the Rambam, it needs a Hezbeh. Why is it only Rishus? The Gemara says that he's a right. At least Kapi Acherim is for sure right. So if he's a roidif, so why is it only a rishus? In the Rambam, this is not going to work. In the Rashi only says it's rishus by the balabais. You know, Rashi is nitin rishus by the balabais l'harga. So we can say this mahalach. Klapi the balabais is only a rishus because klapi the balabais is not a yeshua. It's only a rishus of abolagecha hashkim l'harga. But in the Rambam, it doesn't help. The Rambam says it's a rishus even klapi acher. Why is it only a rishus? The Gemara says that it's a roidif. And furthermore, the Rambam, why do we need a separate lashon of abolagecha hashkim l'harga? The Ram, some is going at everybody. The Ram is not mechalik, so everybody's the same. Balabai is oyacher. So in the Ram, we still need a mechalik. Maybe we could say another. Maybe in the Rambam we could say another Malach. It could work in the Rashi also about Rishus. It won't affect the Balabais part, but in the Rishus part, the Rishus we have in the Rambam. Maybe we could say like this: that La'olam, the Bob Machteres, is not man. Is not really right because. He's not being right of yet. The redif over here is just a gleam in the Ganav's eyes. You call you back, but it's Al Shem Soifa. It's Al Shem Soifa that you're right. It's Mudrik anyway. The Mishnah. The Mishnah says Al Shem Soifa only by Bob Machter. It doesn't say by right of. In Ran is Mefurish that way. The Ran says that the Mishnah talks. How did Bob Machter come to our parak altogether? And how did right of come into our parak? So the Ran says since Ben Sarim is needing Al Shem Soifa. So therefore we talk about Bava Machteres because he's also Al Shem Soifa. And then once we talk about Bava Machteres, who's a kind of Raidif, who's a Raidif, so we talk about other Raidifim who are also Raidifim. So he doesn't say every roidif is Hashem Sofer. No, the bottom after is Hashem Sofer, and every roidif is not Hashem Sofer. But it's a train of association. Hashem Sofer reminds us of Bama Achteres. Bama Achteres reminds us of Roidif. So it's Mefurish. Roidif is not Hashem Sofer. He's a Roidif now. Bama Achteres is not a Roidif now, but he's going to be a Roidif. That's Hashem Sofer. So that could be, and maybe the Rambam held, and this is some Poshut Pshat, the Rambam held that an Hashem Sofer the Roidif is not a full fledged Roidif. That's not a Roidif. That's a new din in Torah. Ein le'domim. Yod the Torah said that eventually he's going to be a Roidif. If a Torah said, since the bench is going to be a Roidif, so you're allowed to kill him, but it doesn't rise to the level, it's not a Yeshua. He's not a Roidif now. So it's not a Chiv to kill him. It's not called Atzolos Hanidov, because right now he's not being Roidif. It's a new Parshan Torah, Ein Leidomim, that you're allowed to kill him. It's a lesser din, because it's only Hashem Sofer. But the Gemara calls him a Roidif. The Gemara Medbeis says he's a Roidif. Then it's Loshon Rami, it's a Reza Kiroidif. I think the Medayim Rami, a Reza Kiroidif. What does he mean he's kiroidif? So I guess you could say he's like an attenuated roidif. He's half a roidif. He's a futuristic roidif. Maybe I thought maybe he could say a little bit stronger than that. The Gemara means like this. That just like by a roidif, just like by a real roidif. So the halacha is that not only can the nirdif kill the roidif, but anybody is allowed to kill the roidif in order to save the nirdif. So who adin the Torah's marbe in a bava machteres? And not only can the Baal HaBayis kill the Baal HaMachteres because of the Hashem Sofer, but the Torah is mechadish in Vehuka that anybody else is also allowed to kill the Baal HaMachteres on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. Meaning, when the Torah says the Roidif, Kamash Malon is a Roidif, meaning this is really a Chiddush Din, the whole thing's a Chiddush Din. But it's really not a Roidif, it's just Hashem Sofer. Torah Omer Baal HaGach. So I would have thought maybe it's only limited to the Baal HaBayis. So the Torah says the Torah Vehuka, so the Gemara calls that, says Kiroidif, that he's a Roidif, Aram says Kiroidif. What it means is, just like by Roidif, I am allowed to step in, even though normally in Derech Nefesh Bnei Nefesh, I'm allowed to step in and kill the Roidif on behalf of the Nirdif. So here, even in Al Shem Sofei, Torah is marbe that not only the Baal HaBayis can kill Al Shem Sofei, but anybody else is also allowed, and we don't say in Derech Nefesh Bnei Nefesh. I would normally say in Derech Nefesh Bnei Nefesh. Here the Torah says, no, here I'm allowed to step in and take sides and kill the Baba Machteris in order to save the Ganav, because just like by Roidif, the Baba Machteris, we don't say in Deutsch Nefesh, Min Nefesh, we kill the Roidif to save the Nirdif. We're in the Bakish is a Nirdif. So here as well, I raise a Kir Roidif that I'm allowed to take sides and save the Nirdif, and I have a Rishus, because the whole Pasha is a Rishus, and I have a right to save the fellow who's one day going to be the Nirdif by killing the fellow who's one day going to be the Roidif. So I raise the Kiroidif just means in this Nekuda that I don't say in Deucha Nefesh Bnei Nefesh, but rather I say no, the Roidif gives the Roidif, the Nirdif takes priority over the Roidif. That's when I raise the Kiroidif. Oh, maybe that's a good nusach. Just like in general, I'm just going to leap to the next one. Just like in general, the whole parsha of Roidif is Machadishni. Besides the Roidif itself, you have a Chiyuv to kill him. There's a Chiddush in the Roidif that you don't say in Deucha Nefesh Bnei Nefesh, but rather you say that the Nirdif takes priority over the Roidif. So that's the din of Hukah, that applies even over here where he's not Mamash Roidif. It's just a lesser din of Hashem Sofer. Here also, the future Nirdov takes priority over the future Roidif, and therefore anybody is allowed, has the heter of the Baal HaBayis, to kill the Roidif on behalf of the Nirdov. Maybe we can say even more Galand of it. Just playing with these things, but there's some musagim also to get into. Rav Chaim says a word, and we're going to be busy with Rav Chaim later. It's the same nusach, but more than that. Chaim says he's sorry that in the din of Roidif, there's really two elements. There's one element about Solas HaNidov. Chaim starts like this. Chaim says that it's Poshut. that the basic logic of Roidif, of the din of Roidif, is for Hatzolos and Nidif. Meaning, La'apuke, the Chorodu could have been a mockum to say, maybe the din of Roidif is really not Hatzolos and Nidif at all. It's a chi of Misa on the Roidif, not per se for that Hatzolos and Nidif. Right, so Rashi is a lot of the Mishnah, Elu Shematilinus and Nadeira. I guess we'll worry about it when time comes, but there could be a mockum to say that maybe the chi of Misa of a Roidif is not making time with the cross for Hatzolah, but in Halacha, maybe it's not, doesn't have Dorm of Hatzolah, maybe it has Dorm of a chi of Misa only on the Roidif, Vesulei Midi. So Chaim says that's a Vada, not true. And his Rai is from the Halacha of Yochel Atzilu Becha Meivar. It's from the fact that when it's Yochel Atzilu Becha Meivar, you're not allowed to kill the Roidif. So you see that it's fundamentally Din of Hatzolah Sanidif. Chaim's Rai needs a Hezber. What's the raya? So Chaim, by the halach of Hotzi Umar's Rosh, Chaim's raya needs a hezbo. What's the raya? Maybe if it's Yochel Atzilu Becha Meivar, if he's not a raya, and if he's not a raya, then there's no chiv misa on the raya. What did Rav Chaim see that was so major over here in the halach of Yochel Atzilu Becha Meivar? I think the pshat of Rav Chaim is poshut. Let's say you have a raya, and there are two people standing on the sidelines, and one of them is close enough that he could stop in Becha Meivar. And the other one is far away, you can only stop him by shooting. That is halachas poshut. Clap with the person who's yochel atzilu becha meivarov. He has to stop, he's only allowed to kill him becha meivarov, not allowed to kill him. The other person, on the other hand, who has no other way to stop him except to kill him, so he's mechuyif to kill him. So that only makes sense if we understand that the din of roidif is fundamentally din of hatzolos hanidif. So each person has a different capability. How a different profile? How he's able to be matzal and nirduf? This fellow can be matzal and nirduf bechad meivar, and this fellow can only be matzal and nirduf by gunning the guy down. So maybe it's mischalik. That's all. This nirduf is one thing by one fellow and another thing by the other fellow. But if roidif would just be a chiyav misa on the person, so what sense does it make to say he's chayav misa klapi one person, he's not chayav misa klapi the other person? He's chayav misa, he's not chayav misa. So hakorach Rav Chaim saw in this halacha of yochel atzilu bechad meivar, which is anyway intuitively maybe poshut, and the Lashon Rambam is clearly that way, is it's halacha of atzolos hanidov. The Lashon Rambam is matzilin the hanidov. However, says Rav Chaim, that's not enough. Logically, if we're analyzing everything that's going on in the parsha of roidov, that by itself is not enough. Because how could we save the nidov benafshi shel roidov? We have a rule that ein doichin nefesh b'nei nefesh. So how do you have a right to save one person's life at the expense of somebody else's life? That I need another halacha. For that I need a halacha that there's a chi of misa on the roidif. Because he's a roidif, he has a chi of misa. Yeah. Why isn't that enough by itself? If you're already saying that, so stop. So why isn't that just the whole halacha? Forget that's all that's on either. So let's just say there's a chi of misa on the roidif. So the answer is that the chi of misa on the roidif is not a full fledged chi of misa, an oibad avodah zarah is chi of misa. The chiyav misa of the roidif is only klapi the hatzolos hanidof, meaning for the sake of hatzolos hanidof, the roidif is mechuyav misa. The roidif is his nefesh is forfeit for the hatzolos, because he's a roidif. His nefesh is forfeit for the hatzolos hanidof. So that's how Rav Chaim like unpacks all of the what's going on in the roidif. It's fundamentally aloch of hatzolos hanidof, except that there's a problem of ein doicha nefesh mnei nefesh. To take care of the problem of ein doicha nefesh mnei nefesh, you have to say that there's a chi of misa, but not a regular chi of misa. A chi of misa on the roidif for the sake of atzolos hanidof. It's not ein doicha nefesh mnei nefesh. The nefesh of the roidif is forfeit for the sake for the atzolos hanidof. That's the package of the way roidif works. Rav Chaim says this whole elaborate scheme to explain Pelad the Karama. I'll just tell you now, even though it's Ramas to Sugin Omid Beis, but we'll revisit again in Omid Beis. But it's good. It's good to get it to hear it now. The Gemara about Hoytzi Ubus Rashi, famous Gemara, right? Hoytzi Ubus Rashi. The Gemara says that a fetus, you're allowed to kill a fetus to save the mother because you're allowed. But the Gemara says that Hoytzi Ubus Rashi, then already ain't doicha nefesh b'nei nefesh. Says the Gemara, but Eizi Raidif. What did the Gemara answer? Yishmaya Kirat Fibah. The Rambam says, "Darker shalom." Can't say the tinnik is a roidif. The tinnik is also a victim of the circumstance, no less than the mother, so it's not a roidif. So therefore, ein doicha nefesh b'nei nefesh. So why before Tosfos? So why when his head did not yet emerge, how come that you are allowed to kill the Uber? So Rashi says, because he's not a nefesh. So then there's no problem. There's no ingdok and nefesh from nefesh. Then he's not a nefesh. No problem. It's not really an esirat sicha. Rishayim asks, what about Chil Shabbos? Are you l'maisi b'chal Shabbos for him? Well, that's only al shema for his potential. But l'maisi right now, he's not a nefesh. That's the shit of Rav Yishayim. The Rambam says that the head to kill the Uber is because of Raidav. The Rambam brings a halach of Raidav, he matzalas anidav, and ashish l'raidav, and he brings a psukim, a mashila, and the Rambam says, therefore, hilkoch, to save the mother, because the Uber is a Raidav. Then already not, because that's already Tivish Shalom. Everybody, it's Mamish from the infamous Ramos. He says himself in Nebe. If you're telling me that the head to kill the Uber is only Az Raidif, so how come Haitzius Raishi? So why is it any different when it's Haitzius Raishi? If the Uber is a Raidif, then even after the head emerges, he should be Mutter to kill him. Elamai, because he's not a roidif, because it's tivish alaylam. So if it's tivish alaylam, he's not a roidif. So how come? So why does Rambam say that when he isn't that when he's inside he's a roidif? Rambam just tell the Rambam. Many have you in mishpach on this Rambam. So let's take a Mahalchim. We get to Amud Beis, but we'll go to other Mahalchim. But Rav Chaim's Mahalchim is. Chaim says that the Pshat in the Rambam is the Rambam held the Uber is a Nefesh. From the Rishonim's Kashi, you see Machal Shabbos and Uber, the Vada the Uber is a Nefesh. So we said like this. Again, we said that in Reuter, there's two parts. There's the Hatzolos HaNidov. That's how it starts, Hatzolos HaNidov. But then we have a hurdle, because Ein Doich HaNefesh M'Dei Nefesh. Hatzolos HaNidov, but the Reuter is also somebody. So how can we Doich HaNefesh M'Dei Nefesh? So for that I need to say that there's a Chi of Misa, that the Reuter has a Chi of Misa. Again, not a regular Chi of Misa, but it's a Chi of Misa LaHatzolos HaNidov. Those two things together are necessary to create. So he says, when the Gemara says Mishmaya Karatfibo, the Gemara does not only means that there's no chi of misa on the Uber. Because not his fault. On the vlog. Not his fault. It's Mishmaya Karatfibo. The Radifa is not he did not initiate this Radifa. So therefore you can't say there's a chi of misa al Sraidaf on the vlog. But the Metzias that the vlog is being raided of the mother, but Metzias, that's still true. And there is still over here, there is still a Hatzolos HaNidov. So, when the Uber was Haitzius Roshoi, so he's a full-fledged Nefesh, as much as the mother. So then, yes, we would like to be Matzol HaNidov. There is an agenda here of Hatzolos HaNidov. But, and there's a concept of Hatzolos HaNidov. But how are we going to be Matzol HaNidov? We're going to run into the wall of Ein Doich HaNefesh M'Dei Nefesh. Which you have by every Raidif, but every Raidif is not a problem, because there's a Chi of Misa on the Raidif that makes his Nefesh liable, forfeit, for the Hatzolos HaNidov. The child doesn't have, because what the child do that he should forfeit is his Nefesh. So there is Ein Doich HaNefesh from the Nefesh. Now Shein can leave the Uber. An Uber is also a Nefesh, but he's not a Nefesh Gomer. He's less of a Nefesh than the mother. So therefore, without Hatzolos HaNidov, you couldn't get off the ground. You're not allowed to kill Uber Stamaz. Machal Shabbos disabled Uber, how can you kill Uber? But here we have Hatzolos HaNidov. He is a Roidif. So we have the Hatzolos, we have a concept, a passion Torah of Hatzolos HaNidov and Nafshi Shal Roidif. LMI, but we always have a problem with Ein Doich HaNefesh M'Dei Nefesh. That's why you have to invoke the Chi of Misa. Here it's not Ein Doich HaNefesh M'Dei Nefesh, because the Nefesh of the mother is more of a Nefesh than the Nefesh of the Uber. The Uber is a Nefesh, but not a full person. So the mother is a full person. The Uber is only not a full person. So here, Ein Doich HaNefesh M'Dei Nefesh, you can't say. So here already we keep it matzal and nirdif and nafshi shal roidif. That's what the Rambam means. That's the gist of the Rav Chaim. Very major Rav Chaim. A lot of things going on. The kaponim lamadnu from Rav Chaim that you have in roidif. We have two concepts. We have atzolos hanirdif, and we have the chi of misa on the. We have atzolos hanirdif, and then we have the chi of misa on the chi of misa on the roidif. So now Klapi Bava Machteres, the answer is only Rishus, even though he's Kiroidif, but it's only Rishus. So maybe in this, in Rukhaim's framework, maybe we could say it's not a slight dover, and this has chalim dover. I'm going to ask that we should, we'll see, maybe things will change. Then maybe when it comes to Bava Machteres, well, what I want to say, I'm not sure it's going to work out. But I want to say that maybe we could say that when it comes to Bob Machteris, the Maestro right now is not a road. It's only Hashem said. So Hatzol is Hanir if you don't have. Because it will be Hatzol is Hanir if it will be a Chiv. So Chiv Hatzol is Hanir if you don't have. So what does it mean, he's Keroidev? It means he's Keroidev in Yinzeh, that just like by Roidev, there's a Chiv Nisan, the Roidev. The Nefesh of the Roidev is forfeit for the Hatzolah Tanidah. So you're also, Torah said a Chiddush din Eilei Domim, that the Nefesh of the Ganav is forfeit for the, here's what, I can't use the word Hatzolah Tanidah, because the whole thing we're saying here is that it's not Hatzolah Tanidah. But the Nefesh of the Ganav is forfeit for the protection of the Balabait. So it has a Chiyuv Mis. Because in Roidev, you have the two things. You have the Hatzolah Tanidah, and that's a Chiyuv, and Mashiach, you have to be Mashiach, and that you don't have by Bamach. It's only Rishus. But by Bo Machter, it's not only halacha of Hatzolah Tanidah, because then we would say Neich Nefesh from the Nefesh. It also has the element that there's a concept in Roidev that the Roidev, by virtue of his being a Roidev, he forfeits a certain amount of immunity that a person normally has. Now, normally, you know, you have one of these, you know, in lifeboat ethics, they talk about, you know, these train car scenarios where, you know, you can stop the trolley by throwing a person on the tracks and stopping the trolley, and you'll save a lot of people, but obviously that person is going to get killed. And no, you can't do that, because so normally every person has immunity. You can't use a person as a means to protect somebody else. But, and even so, therefore, even though you want to save the nirduf, but you normally wouldn't be able to shoot somebody down just to save the nirduf. Somebody's roidif acha chaveri, and I could stop him. But the way I would stop him is I'll throw somebody else in the way. So you can't do that because, yeah, that's all it's a nirduf. But this person's also a person. He has also a right to be protected. So now you have a chiddush by roidif. That's part of the chiddush of roidif, that the roidif doesn't have that protection because he's the roidif. So he forfeits that protection, and therefore now he can save the nirduf for nafshi shel roidif. So here by Bob Machter is to say that there's a chiyuv ein mashiyulah, that you have to be mashiyulah balabayis. That level doesn't rise. It's only rishus. But nonetheless, the Torah said that there is a certain, you know, it's not a yeshua, but we are allowed, balabayis has a right to protect himself, and other people like to protect him. They have a right. It's not a chiyuv. Well, hard to say why it's not a chiyuv, but they have a chiyuv. They have a right to protect the balabayis from the onslaught of the Bob Machter. So even though normally a person, the Bob Machter is also a person. So how do you have a right to protect the balabais at the price of the life of the Baba Machteris? So here we say no. To that extent, the Baba Machteris is a roidiv. It's not a situation yet of roidiv. It's only Al Shem Sofer Dik roidiv. But the fact that he's an Al Shem Sofer Dik roidiv, he's already Meimer Omar that he's going to be a roidiv. So that's already enough that his nefesh is now forfeit for the protection of the balabais. So therefore, you don't have to kill him. But it's not a case of Yeshua. It's not called Hamashiach yet. So we're not yet in a scenario of roidif, but this much we do have, that the nefesh of the Boba Machteres is forfeit for the protection of the balabais. So if you want to protect the balabais, you're allowed to do it by killing the Boba Machteres. And he doesn't, and the Boba Machteres can say, "What do you mean? Ain't doich a nefesh mein nefesh? You know, why am I any worse than him? You're much worse than him because you're the Boba Machteres and he's not." So maybe that's the kiroidif that creates a rishus. Okay, anyway, that's the sort of all this is at least the Hagdama to the Yonam of Reidav. Tomorrow, tomorrow we have to start this. There's a lot of sugis here. Tomorrow we're going to get involved with Bokama and Ruba, Blinether, and then we have to get involved with, whatever. Eventually we'll get back to Reidav. We have even going to Kiss B'Shabbos, we have half of Eilin Arises in this. Hi.